You're listening to The Jake Asmon Show on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake Asmon.
One of the big changes that we're all dealing with is wearing a mask, and not all offer the same comfort and protection. That's why I've been recommending the Boomer Naturals 3-layer comfortable and highly breathable mask. They come in sizes for adults, teens, and children. They're in stock now, and they will ship to you fast. One reason why these masks are so highly protective is the nano silver technology that's woven into the fabric. Nano silver can block out those tiny drops and particles from getting into the nose and mouth. And that's what you want right now, the best kind of protection. Boomer Naturals also offers those very popular nano silver neck gaiters. You can order right now. Check it out, boomernaturals.com. And hey, when you're there, use promo code Jake and you'll save 20%. That's code Jake at boomernaturals.com. Get your mask today. All right, I am very excited about our next guest. If you heard our show back during the main event days down in Miami, Florida, we had him on then, and I'm excited to welcome him back to the program. He's the host of American Ninja Warrior, former NFL player, Akbar Bajabiamila, with us now on the Progressive Guest Line. Akbar, appreciate the time this morning, and I hope all is well.
Jake, I'm doing good, man. I'm glad to be back with you, man. It's pretty good. All is well with you?
Yeah, hanging in, man. So I got to start with this. I know you're a huge Lakers fan. I remember we talked a little ball back in Miami. Are you nervous for tonight? You feel good about your team?
Well, why should I be nervous? Didn't we show you in the last game who we are? Look, I mean, think about this. I mean, during this entire playoffs, I think we just lost, what, one game each in each series? I mean, we've shown that we are elite. People doubt King James. He is the king. Don't you ever talk about the king, not giving him MVP. I'm sorry. See, look, I'm already starting to get into, like, Akbar, why are you defending the Lakers like this? Because there are so many haters. All the people talking about, oh, the Clippers, and they're going to Kawhi. No, no. It's always been the Lakers. I'm sorry, man. I've lost it. I've come on, and now I'm yelling on your show, Jake. I get excited and fired up about the Lakers. I've been a Lakers fan since, let me see, going back to 1979. And you're probably doing the math. Yeah, that's when I was born. It's been in my blood. So, anyways, and let me not talk about the cold-blooded AD with that game-clutch shot. What was that, 2 games ago where, I mean, he just, I mean, just showed up. So we're going to come out and we're going to destroy the Heat. I'm going to give the Heat 1 game. We're going to get this one 4-1.
Now, the only issue I have with you Lakers fans, Akbar, is that you guys act like you've been long-suffering. You guys act like you've been long-suffering, and you try being a Knicks fan. I've never seen the Knicks be good in my lifetime as a fan of that. But the Lakers, 10 years ago, they were in the finals, and Laker fans act like it's been, you know, 50 years since you've seen success.
You know what's funny is I was talking to Mark Jackson, and he was telling me something, because I was born in 1979, like I mentioned. So just based off of your assessment, I already know that you are younger than me. So you're probably going to be anywhere between 28 and 30-something. Am I correct?
You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and so the reason why I know that, he's like, because I remember there was a time when the Knicks were actually a feared team. People were like, wow, you're going to Madison Square Garden, like this thing. But most young folks don't ever remember a time when the Knicks were good. I'm going, oh, my gosh, am I that old now where I can go, oh, no, I remember when they were a force to be reckoned with. Not anymore. No, no. So I apologize. I'm sorry for your youth. You didn't get to experience that. And I don't think you were ever going to experience that in your lifetime. So hopefully you can pass it down to your kids to stay a Knicks fan. Yeah, or they can just convert to being a Lakers.
You're right. I'm also a Jets fan, so it's not exactly been great for my teams right now. But I am a Yankee fan, so I'm hoping they go on a run. Maybe they meet. I don't know if you're a Dodger fan as well, Akbar, but I'm hoping.
Of course I am. I'm all L.A. L.A. Raiders, yes, I said it. L.A. Lakers. L.A. Dodgers, L.A. Kings, even though I don't watch Kings, but I'm all L.A., man, all L.A.
There you go. All right. It's a big sports night for you. Akbar Bajabiamila joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line. I want to get to all the work that you're doing with Experian and, of course, you know, hit on everything going on right now. But, you know, for you, of course, last time we spoke, we were talking all things American Ninja Warrior. And I remember, you know, just asking you about the rise of all these ninja gyms around the country. I can tell you, Akbar, living here in Houston, I've seen a bunch of them pop up. I mean, how cool is that for you to kind of be driving around whenever and, you know, you might see a ninja gym here or there?
Well, it is pretty cool. When I first started out doing this back in 2012, hosting American Ninja Warrior, you really didn't see a lot of gems. I mean, they were so sporadic, and they were in, you know, rare and rural areas. And now, within at least a couple of hours of you, you're able to get to a local ninja gym, and that's been pretty special. And you think about from 2012 to 2020, that's the 8-year span where you've seen this massive explosion in Ninja Warrior. And I think what so many people love about American Ninja Warrior on Monday nights is just it's a way to bring the family together, and especially during times like this, right? When you think about obviously what's going on with COVID-19, the pandemic, and people are relying heavily on having family and being together. And so when you have programming like American Ninja Warrior, it inspires people to open up gyms and to get people out there and get them active. Now, you know, again, these gyms have been closed down, like a lot of gyms, depending on what part of the country you're in. But a lot of these gyms have been closed down. And kudos to the ninjas. We were able to shoot a special season this year, season 12 of American Ninja Warrior, which comes on Monday nights. And we have a lot of these ninjas who were able to train in their home, in their backyard, and kind of use kind of the world as their training ground. But I couldn't imagine with a lot of these gyms being closed down that the ninjas didn't have the opportunity to prepare like they normally would for a season. And so this year we've seen, I mean, still the athletes rise to the occasion under, I mean, strenuous circumstances, and they found a way to make it happen. And so I call it the obstacle within the obstacles. You know, you already got to go through the ninja obstacles, but then you're facing this global obstacle as well. It's what I love about the ninjas. They're mentally tough, and they know how to execute, and that's by having a game plan.
And Akbar, would you say it's kind of similar to what a lot of these professional athletes have had to gone through, you know, kind of getting ready for their seasons or staying in shape when their seasons were put on pause? And, you know, not every athlete has a private gym, so a lot of these, you know, a lot of these players had to get really creative with their workouts in their garage and whatnot.
Yeah, it's very hard. I think it lends itself to Ninja Warrior that the ninjas can take a door frame and turn it into an obstacle. They can take their chimney and turn it into an obstacle. I mean, they can take anything and turn it into an obstacle. But when you're a football player or a basketball player, baseball player, and you depend on other people being around in order for you to get your work done, that's more challenging. I remember there was one basketball player that said, hey, he realized that there were a lot of basketball players that didn't have basketball hoops at their home. And so I think one player went out and tried to get them some basketball hoops. And, you know, you think about football players buying receivers, buying jug machines, because who's going to throw them the ball? And they had to be socially distant. And so there are all these things that I think people are trying to figure out. How do you operate in this new space? And so they were kind of being reactive. And in a time like this, you do have to try to, figure out how do you stay proactive? And if you can't stay proactive, you're going to fall behind.
I know, obviously, you had a stint in the NFL with a couple different teams. So when you're hosting American Ninja Warrior, do you ever get a sense that there's similar traits between, you know, the Ninja Warrior and the football player?
Well, physically, no. Physically, the ninjas are on another level as far as elite talent athletes. I mean, just watch it, and you'll see. You'll see what these ninjas can do, the way they throw their bodies around with no regard for personal safety, with no regard for the fact that there's muscles and bones and organs in their bodies that they have to protect. You see physically, obviously, playing football, I get it. I mean, we play a very hard, mean sport in football, but it's just different. It's just so different. What they have in common is the mental toughness, the mental fortitude. In football, you're constantly play after play after play. It's a different obstacle. I mean, just watch the Kansas City Chiefs Baltimore Ravens game. How do you even stop a Patrick Mahomes? And you've got Lamar Jackson on one side, and every play is an obstacle, and the ninjas have that in front of them as well. There's an obstacle that they have to go through every single, you know, as they're going through the course. Every single course has, you know, anywhere from 6 to 10 obstacles. That's a lot of obstacles to try to overcome, especially when you're doing it in one sitting. That's what I love about those athletes. I think that's where they're mostly alike, is just their mental toughness and their ability to prepare. You have to be a master preparer in order to get through a football game, to get through a ninja course. You can't just say, oh, I'm just going to go try it. No, you know, you're trying, you're going to end up getting fried. So,
Akbar Bazarbia Mila joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line. Of course, the host of American Ninja Warrior, former NFL player. He joins us on the Progressive Guest Line. So you're here on behalf of Experian. Experian, of course, is helping consumers develop a game plan for maintaining and improving their credit score in the midst of this pandemic. Tell everyone about what you're doing with Experian.
Yeah, so, Jake, I've teamed up with Experian, and I'm really trying to help people improve their financial fitness during COVID-19. And just think about this. I mean, it's been 6 months now that we've been in this pandemic. The economy really is showing, I mean, very tenuous signs of recovery. But at the same time, I think, you know, a lot of people are really concerned about their personal finances. And I think you can do one thing, and that is to game plan. I talked about reactive versus proactive. Reactive is you just kind of, well, let me do this and let me do that. So, you know, the question is, I think everyone has on their mind, what can they do to maintain or even improve their financial health? And I think the number one thing is you got to protect your credit scores during this pandemic. And Experian has a game plan. It's a four-step process that is super simple. It's just four steps, and that keeps you in the proactive stage. One is you want to contact your lender right away if you think you're going to miss a payment. And I think, you know, traditionally I've been in this situation myself. I can't lie. I've been there before where, you know, you miss a payment, things are starting to get out of order, and you start to run away from the lenders. Well, because we're in this crisis right now, the lenders are actively helping people to get their credit back in a good position so they can help you if you have if you're missing a payment. For me, I took advantage of that with my own mortgage. I had to go out and say, hey, look, I needed help, and they were there. So many lenders are providing emergency support, so I think that's important to know. You don't have to run away from the lenders. You can lean and go towards them, and they'll provide some assistance. The other thing which I find is fascinating with Experian Boost is that you can use on-time cell phone, utilities, internet, cable, and even Netflix payments. And yes, you heard me right, Netflix payments to self-report to your account with Experian Boost. So for all of these payments that you're making on time, and let me tell you, we're at home streaming every single day. I got four kids, and we're streaming every day. But you're paying that every month. Why not get credit for it? Your utility, your electricity, your all that stuff, why not get credit for it and self-report it? And they verify that, oh, yeah, you are paying it on time. You get a boost in your credit score. And as you know, your credit score, it's a currency, and you want to protect that currency, especially as we're going through this financial crisis. The number three thing is, you know, your credit, if it's in good standing, consider a balance transfer credit or a credit card, or you can, you know, apply for or get an introductory offer. And those things help to reduce your payments because so many people aren't aware of their interest rates. Whether you're 20%, 14%, whatever that interest rate is, you can get an introductory rate. I mean, as low as 0%. So try to find out where that is so you can save money that way. And you can get information about that on Experian Credit Match. They'll kind of credit match you and kind of figure out what your financial profile is. And then they'll kind of match you in the right situation. And then the last thing I tell everyone that experience is really put out there, which is so key, is you want to know what's on your credit report. Use your credit report as a tool to fight off the fraudsters because you know they're coming. You know, everyone's kind of having these issues and people are going to try to, you know, prey on other folks' credit. You want to see that. And so what's available right now on annualcreditreport.com is that they can give you weekly updates and it will not impacts your credit score. There's this misconception that if you're getting weekly reports that you're going to have an impact, it's going to have a negative impact on your credit report, and that's not true. They're going to be able to feed you the information because of the times that we're in right now. They're going to give you like real live weekly updates on your credit report. So I think you stay on top of that. But more importantly, go to Experian.com/coronavirus and take advantage of the tools that are there. There's a game plan to help boost your credit. Experian Boost has worked wonders for me in keeping my credit because, like I said, your credit score is a currency. So you got to make sure that you protect your credit score by going to Experian.com/coronavirus.
Akbar, always a pleasure to catch up with you, my friend. Good luck to your Lakers tonight. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Yeah, go Lakers. All right, man.
Akbar Baja Villavila, our guest there on the Progressive Guest Line. Of course, you can watch the show Monday nights, American Ninja Warrior. Just if you're a fan of entertainment, I don't need to tell you about it. You know the show. And, of course, Akbar, phenomenal guest every time he joins us on the show. We wrap up a Wednesday edition of the Jake Asman Show when we return here on the Sports Map Radio Network.